Chapter 20. When I got back to the vicarage, Griselda met me in the hall. There were tears in her eyes.
She's leaving.
Who's leaving?
Mary.
Well, I said, we'll get another servant.
Len,
Griselda said.
Don't you care?
I didn't. In fact, I felt rather happy at the thought of no more burnt vegetables and tough meat. I suppose, I said, that someone else has asked her to work for them.
No,
said Griselda.
Nobody else wants her. But she's upset. So please, go and talk to her.
And she pushed me into the kitchen before I could argue. Mary was washing potatoes in the sink. Mrs. Clements says that you wish to leave us, I said. Will you tell me what has upset you?
I have never been in a house where they had a murder, Mary said, and I never want to be again.
I think that is very unlikely, I replied.
Well, anyway, Colonel Prothero sent lots of poor fellows to prison just for shooting at a bird. And then, before he's even been buried, his daughter comes here and says I don't do my work properly.
Do you mean that Miss Prothero came to this house?
Yes. I found her here when I came back from that inquest. She was in the study. I'm looking for my little yellow hat, she says. I left it here the other day. Well, I said, there was no hat here when I cleaned the room on Thursday morning. And she said, but I don't expect you would have seen it. You don't spend much time cleaning a room, do you? And she pointed at some dust on the table. So I said, if the vicar and his wife are satisfied, that is all that matters. And she laughed and said, oh, but are they?
Mary, I said, we would be very sorry to lose you. There were tears in Mary's eyes.
I wouldn't like to upset you or Mrs. Clement.
Then that's all right, I said. I left the kitchen and found Griselda and Dennis waiting for me in the hall. She's staying, I said, and told them what had upset Mary.
How like Lettice, said Dennis lovingly. She never knows where she's left anything. It's partly what makes her so attractive to everybody.
Not Lawrence Redding, I said.
Oh, but Lawrence is very attractive himself,
said Griselda.
So he likes the quiet type, like Anne. I don't think he has any idea that Lettice cares about him. But she doesn't,
said Dennis.
She doesn't even like him. She told me so.
Griselda did not reply. She turned to me.
I forgot to tell you, Len. Miss Marple has invited us over tonight after dinner to entertain the nephew. I said we'd go.
Of course. I went into my study and walked over to the desk. Here Prothero had sat when he had been shot. Here, where I was standing, his enemy had stood. Then I noticed a flash of bright blue on the floor. I bent down. By the desk was a small object. I picked it up. It was a blue earring. And I remembered exactly where I had last seen it.